Blog Talk Radio.
Friday Night Readings with Diane Linning, coming to you live from the United States of America, Our co-host tonight is John from Kenya. We will be reading in the book of Matthew, chapter 2. And when he joins us, he will be reading chapter 2 in Swahili. So other than he speaking, I will be speaking in English. I'm so glad you're with us tonight or this morning, whatever time of day it is you listen, because you can listen 24/7, any time of day or night. And I'm recording at night. I often say, hello, good evening. So I hope you will understand that. And I hope many of you are learning to understand and speak English as well. Many people around the world like to hear English and have a chance to try to speak it. Let's open in prayer together tonight since we are reading from the book of Matthew. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for each and every one who listens to this broadcast and any of their family or relatives or friends who are Christians as well. We pray, Lord, for your richest blessings upon them, that you would bring their needs, not necessarily riches in money, but riches in relationships, riches in a type of living that makes them happy and fulfilled. And Lord, we pray that you will be with each one through the trials that so many of us face each day, for we know you promise that you will be with us through all those trials, not necessarily that we won't have any. We pray, Lord, you would anoint the speakers tonight and that you would help those who need a job to find work so they can support their families. We pray for those who are ill or sick, Lord, that you would touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. For those who have mental health issues or perhaps are depressed or just not understanding what's going on around them in life, Lord, we pray that you would give them understanding of how to be a Christian, and that you would send the Holy Spirit to them to give our Christian friends greater understanding. And Lord, we pray that you would woo those around the world who are not Christians yet, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, my husband and I and daughter are very fortunate to go to a very good church with Pastor Rube, and some people say Reeb. I'm not sure which way he says it. I think I've heard it both ways, but most often Reeb, I think. And as an English teacher, I'm going by spelling, but maybe he pronounces it Reeb. And he has given us this last week in our church lesson 20 wonderful points of understanding your new identity as a Christian and why it is important. If you have a minute to get a pencil and paper, you might have a chance here before I start writing what they are. You could number 1 to 20 if you have that. There are 20 truths about who you and I are in Christ. Did you know that we have a special identity as children of God, as part of his family? Number 1, and I'm going to say I, just like you might say, I am. If you want to say it after me, then you could say, I am God's child. I am God's child. John 1:12. 2, I am Christ's friend. John 15:15. 3, I am predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son, Jesus. Romans 8:29. 4, I am adopted into God's family. We're having an earthquake right here. I hope my, and it's a really bad one. It's lasted a long time, It's still shaking. It's still going. We're in Orange County, California, and it's still going. Whoa. I'm sorry about that, but it's really shaking things. I had some things fall down. That was a big one. I would guess a 5, maybe a 6, probably a 5. It's still rolling. I'm sorry about that, my friend. But you just witnessed someone talking, experiencing through a California earthquake. Okay, my friend is on, and I'm going to finish the 20 points of being, or what our identity is in Christ, after he shares his 20 minutes in the book of Matthew chapter 2. And John from Kenya is going to be speaking in Swahili. And if I said the wrong chapter, John, be sure to let me know. Okay, hello, John.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good. I'm good now.
Great.
We just finished a big earthquake. Did you hear me?
Verse 3.
We had a big earthquake. I think it was probably about a 5. It's still rolling. It's been about 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's chapter 3? Is it chapter 3?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you have about 20 minutes to pray and read and share to your friends in Kenya who speak Swahili in Matthew chapter 3. Go ahead.
Okay. Katika jina la Yesu, mwaminifu Mungu, uliotupa siku kama leo asubuhi. Ndiye Mungu aishiye milele, nawe ndio Mungu mwaminifu. Baba, tukuomba neno lako liwe la kutubariki. Neno lako liwe ni neno la kutujenga sisi. Neno lako Baba liwe ni neno la kutupa mwongozo mwema wa maisha. Duniani hii, Amerika na hata Kenya. Na dunia yote Baba, tukuomba tuwe uwe nuru wetu. Kwa jina la Yesu Baba, wewe ndiye mwaminifu na wewe ndiye Mungu shimilele. Tufungulie njia, tuonyeshe njia kazi. Give us good jobs. Give us, show us the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Verse 3. Siku ile aliondoka Yohana Mbatizaji akihubiri katika nyika ya Uyahudi na kusema, tubuni kwa maana ufalme wa mbinguni umekaribia. Kwa sababu huyo ndiye aliyenenwa na nabii Isaya kusema, sauti ya mtu aliye mkali, itengenezeni njia ya Bwana, onyesheni mapito yake. Naye Yohana mwenyewe alikuwa na vazi lake la shinga iliyogamia na mshipi wa ngozi kiunoni mwake, na chakula chake kilikuwa nzige na asali ya mwitu. Ndipo alipomwendea Yerusalemu na Uyahudi wote na nchi zote za kando kando ya Yordani, naye akawabatiza katika mto wa Yordani, huku wakiziungama dhambi zao. Hata alipoona wengi miongoni mwa Mafarisayo na Masadukayo wakiitia ubatizo wake, aliwaambia, enyi wazao wa nyoka, nani aliye waonya ninyi ikimbia hasira itakayo kuja? Basi zeni matunda ya pasayo toba. Wala msizee mioni mwenu kwamba tunaye baba ndiye Ibrahimu kuwa maana, nawaambia ya kwamba Mungu aweza katika mawe haya kuinulia Ibrahimu watoto na shoka limekwisha kuwekwa kwenye mashina ya miti. Basi kila mti usiozaa matunda mazuri hukatwa na kutupwa motoni. Kweli mimi nawabatiza kwa maji kwa ajili ya toba, bali yeye ajaye nyuma yangu na nguvu kuliko mimi, wala si sistahili hata vichukua viatu vyake. Yeye atawabatiza kwa Roho Mtakatifu na kwa moto, ambaye pepeti lake li mkononi mwake, naye atausafisha sana uwanda wake na kuikusanya ngano yake jalani, bali makapi atakayeteketeza kwa moto usiozimika. Wakati huo Yesu akaja kutoka Galilaya mpaka Yordani, Yohana ili abatize. Huyo Yohana alitaka kumzuia akisema, mimi nahitaji lakini Yohana alitaka kumuzia akisema, mimi nahitaji kubatizwa na wewe, nawe waje kwangu. Yesu akajibu akamwambia, utane nini sasa, kuwa ndivyo itupasavyo kuitimiza haki yote. Basi akamkubali. Na Yesu alipokwisha kubatizwa, mara akapanda kutoka majini, akazama mbingu zikamfunikia, akamwona Roho wa Mungu shuka na kuwa akija juu yake. Natazama sauti kutoka mbinguni ikisema, huyu ni mwanangu mpendwa wangu ninayependezwa naye. Kisha let me read verse 4. Kisha Yesu alipandishwa na rohoni nyikani ili ajaribiwe na Ibilisi. Afunga siku 40 mchana na usiku, mwisho akaona njaa. Mjaribu akamjia akamwambia, ukiwa ndiwe mwana wa Mungu amuru kwamba mawe haya yawe mkate. Naye akajibu akasema, limeandikwa mtu hataishi kwa mkate tu, ili kwa kila neno litokalo katika kinywa cha Mungu. Kisha Ibilisi akamchukua mpaka mji mtakatifu, akamweka juu ya kinara cha hekalu, akamwambia, ukiwa ndiwe mwana wa Mungu jitupe chini, kwa maana imeandikwa, atakuagiza malaika zake na mikononi mwao watakuchukua, usije ukajikua mguu wako katika jiwe. Yesu akamwambia tena, limeandikwa, usijaribu Bwana Mungu wako. Kisha Ibilisi akamchukua mpaka mlima mrefu mno, akamwonyesha miliki zote za ulimwengu na fahari yake, akamwambia, haya yote nitakupa ukianguka unisujudia. Ndipo Yesu alipomwambia, nenda zako shetani, kwa maana imeandikwa, kusujudia Bwana Mungu wako umwabudu yeye peke yake. Kisha Ibilisi akamwacha, na tazama wakaja malaika wakamtumikia. Basi Yesu aliposikia ya kwamba Yohana amefungwa, alikwenda zake mpaka Galilaya. Akatoka Nazareti akaja kukaa Kapernaumu, mji ulio kwa pwani mpakani mwa Zabuloni na Naftali, ili litimie neno lililonena na nabii Isaya akisema, nchi za Zabuloni na nchi ya Naftali, njia ya bahari ng'ambo ya Yordani, Galilaya ya taifa, Galilaya ya mataifa, watu waliokaa katika giza wameona mwanga mkubwa, na waliokaa katika nchi na uvuli mauti mwanga umewazukia. Tokea wakati huo Yesu alianza kuhubiri na kusema, tubuni kwa maana ufalme wa mbinguni. Naye alipokuwa akitembea kando ya bahari ya Galilaya, aliona ndugu wawili, Simoni aitwaye Petro na Andrea nduguye, wakitupa jirisho baharini, kwa maana walikuwa wavuvi. akamwambia, fuateni nami, nitawafanya kuwa wavuvi wa watu. Mara wakaziacha nyavu zao, wakamfuata. Akaendelea mbele, akaona ndugu wengine wawili, Yakobo wa Zebedayo na Yohana nduguye, ambayo walikuwa msomboni pamoja na Zebedayo baba yao, wakizitengeneza nyavu zao za kawaida. Mara wakiacha chombo na baba yao, wakamfuata. Na alikuwa akizunguka katika Galilaya yote, akifundisha katika masinagogi yao na kuhubiri habari njema ya ufalme na kuponya ugonjwa na udhaifu wake kila namna katika watu. Na habari zake zikaenea katika shamu yote. Wakamletea wote waliokuwa hawawezi, walioshikwa na maradhi mbalimbali na mateso, wenye pepo na wenye kifafa na wenye kupooza. Akawaponya. Wakawaponya. Wakafuata kutoka Galilaya na Dekapoli na Yerusalemu na Yahudi na ng'ambo ya Yordani. Naye alipowaona makutano, alipanda milimani, na alipokwisha kuketi, wanafunzi wake walimjia. Akafumbua kinywa chake, akawafundisha akisema, heri walio maskini wa roho, maana ufalme wa mbinguni ni wao. Heri wenye huzuni, hao maana hao watafarijiwa. Heri mwenye upole, maana hao watairithi nchi. Heri mwenye njaa na kiu ya haki, maana hao watashibishwa. Heri mwenye rehema, maana hao watapata rehema. Heri mwenye roho safi, maana hao watamwona Mungu. Heri wapatanishi, maana hao wataitwa wana wa Mungu. Heri wenye kutiwa kwa ajili ya haki, maana mfalme wa mbinguni ni wao. Heri ninyi watakapo washtumu na kuwaudhi na kuwanenea kila neno mbaya kwa uongo kwa ajili yangu, fahini na shangilia kuwa thawabu yenu ni kubwa mbinguni, kwa maana ndivyo walivyo waudhi manabii waliokuwa kabla yenu. Mimi ni chumvi ya dunia, lakini chumvi ikawa imeharibika inaitwa nini hata ikolee, ifai tena kabisa, ila kutupwa nje na kukanyagwa na watu. The Bible talks about how Jesus preached and akawaponya watu waliokuwa kule hekaluni. Akaita Simoni Petro. Simoni Petro naye akamponya, akamwambia, njoo nikuonyeshe kuwa fishers of men, mvuvi wa watu, utakuwa ukivua watu, ukiwaleta kwenye hekalu langu. Yaonyeshea mapito yake. Naye Yohana mwenyewe alikuwa na vazi lake la chaji, John the Baptist, kiunoni mwake, na chakula chake kilikuwa nzige na asali. Ndipo walipomwenda Yerusalemu na Wayahudi, Mungu ni Mungu mkuu, sema Yohana Mbatizaji, akambadilisha akawa Yohana Mbatizaji, akawabatiza watu, he baptized people, akawaleta kwenye neno la Mungu.
Can do them all. I'm reaching out to the quarantine who have lost their way. And I'm calling on all the ones who can show them a brighter day.
Thank you. surrounded by the cares of life. Situations rise, they press against my soul. Desperate thoughts have blocked me in. Feels like I may lose control. A voice from somewhere inside me brings comfort, fills my heart with courage.
Hey, John, we lost you, and I see you're back on, so you can continue where you left off. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
Utaliishi kuliabudu sababu iwapo Biblia inatuambia tunaishi kwa neema ya Mungu, tunaishi kwa uwepo wake. Yeye ndiye Mungu aliye mwaminifu, yeye ndiye Mungu ambaye anatufungulia njia za furaha ile, ndiye Mungu mwenye kutupa uhai. Ama tukuomba uwe nasi, tukuomba njia zako tufundishe, kama nakuomba umfunze pia mponye na Sara ambaye kuna sana, mponye mtoto wake, dumisha wati jina lako litiirike ndani yako, maana wewe ndiye Mungu mtakatifu, wacha uwepo wa Mungu uwe kwako, wacha neno mtakatifu ndiyo ninako, maana ndi Mungu. Mungu ni mwaminifu, neno vingi una nguvu. Ama tukuomba utubariki, utuonyeshe hekalu, utupe uwezo, utupe na hekima, ibariki nchi yetu ya Kenya bara, ambao wanaita Tera Aspekta, tukiingia na maovu, tukiingia na maovu, tupe roho ya uvumilivu. Wewe ndiye Mungu uliye mwaminifu, kuna Mungu kama wewe, Mungu mwaminifu, Mungu aishie mbinguni. Tukuomba utusikie. Kuomba Baba mwaminifu, uwe wa kutuongoza na mwongozo wako, uwe wa kutupa neno lako takatifu, maana wewe ndiye Mungu. Baba tunakuomba na kuleta jina lako mbele yetu, Baba utubariki, tupe nguvu isiyoko juu mbingu. Ale ndiye Mungu mwaminifu, wewe ndiye Mungu hai. Katika jina la Yesu tunaomba na kuamini. Utengenezee njia zetu Baba, utupe hekima na utulivu nchi yetu ya Kenya na dunia mzima, and the whole world. What you wonderful, the mighty God, we come before you this evening and pray you the God. You are wonderful, you are mighty God, you are God the healer, you are God the protector, you are God the giver of life. Lord, hear our prayer today. Deliver us from all evil, lead us in a righteous way, lead us in a righteous way so that we can preach your word, so that we can show people this is the way. He told God, Jesus is the way, to life. We seek your kingdom. We seek your forgiveness, God. Show us the way that we can live within your word, that we can always praise you. Give us that heart to always be thankful for everything. Your holy word says, in any case, I will always be God. We live by your word. It is by your grace we live. Thank you so much. Wonderful God. We thank you for this life. That a good has occurred in America. God, remember your people. Remember your people, our Lord. Remember your people so that you can deliver them from all evil things. This is your earth. We are going to heaven. Heaven is our home. We are passing by here. So I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. I'm done. Amen. I'm finished. Hello.
Hello, John. Are you finished?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
cool. We just had a big earthquake here, so we're kind of in an uproar. So good thing I had you connected and you could go ahead and read. So would you like to just talk 1 minute in English and then say goodnight? How you doing?
Yes, I've talked to you in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you like to pray in English?
Let me
so,
talk. Yes.
So the people, when they listen, can hear you speak English?
Yes.
Okay.
Almighty Lord, we come before you this morning, calling from Kenya, preaching your word, so that you can reach people, so that you can heal us, God, so that you can show us the way. We are bend and knees, God, that you may be with us, that you may remember us, God. Give us peace in our country. We have some groups of terror who are trying to kill us innocently in church. Lord, you are the God protector. Protect us. Protect our child. Stand with us, O Lord. The Bible tells us, seek and you'll be given. Pray and it will be given to you. Lord, you are wonderful. Mighty God. You work in a wonderful way. We are so down in you. We seek your forgiveness. We seek your kingdom. We seek your way unto this life. In Jesus' name, I pray and believe. Amen.
Amen. It's so good to have you call in, John, and I will be praying for you and talking about you after you hang up. So I hope things are going well, and I'm saying hello and greetings to the people at your church gathering, and I will be praying for you
yes.
in English in a bit. Okay?
Thank you.
So your 20 minutes are up, so we'll look forward to you calling in again next month.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Lord bless you.
Thank you.
So goodbye, John. Everybody else, please stay on. He's just going on, and I will continue with the radio show. We're going to be reading in English, so I'll be right back. So please stay tuned, and I'm going to be reading also the 20 points of your Christian identity. So we'll see you next month, John. This is Be Still My Soul with the Imperials. I'll be right back. So stay with me.
Situations rise, they press against my soul. Desperate thoughts have blocked me in. Feels like I may lose control. A voice from somewhere inside me brings comfort, fills my heart with courage, and lets me know everything will be all right.
I hear him say,
still my soul know that he is God.
He is God.
And quietly is the Lord.
God is for me, who can be against me?
My soul, yes, he is the Lord, isn't he? Dear Lord, we thank you so much for our friends and Christian family in Kenya and all the rest of Africa as well. Lord, we pray blessings upon them and protection, Lord, that you would continue to protect them and be with them and give them understanding of the word as they listen to these and shares and ministers to them in their native tongue and their home community. Lord, we pray that you would bless them and direct them and let the Holy Spirit give them guidance as to what to do next to grow their community, to know the Lord, and to stand firm against the enemy that might come against them. And Lord, we bind the evil spirits that might come against them in the name of Jesus, and we loose the power of God's angels to fight and stand on behalf of our Christian family and God's family. We're so grateful and thankful to be a part of the great family of God all around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I was starting about the 20 points of understanding your new identity as a Christian and why it's so important. And our pastor, Pastor Jerry had written up these points last week at our church, and I just had two or three, and then an earthquake started, and then John came on, so I'll start over. If you have a paper or pencil, continue to write that. Number one, I am God's child, John 1:12. 2, I am Christ's friend, John 15:15. 3, I am predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son, 29. 4, I am adopted into God's family, 1 Ephesians 1:5. 5, I am a member of Christ's body, 1 Corinthians 12:27. 6, I am complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. 7, I am free from all condemnation, Romans 8:1. 8, I am never separated from God's love, Romans 8:39. 9, I am sealed by the Holy Spirit and guaranteed of my inheritance, Ephesians 1:13-14. 10, I am the salt of the earth and the light of the world, Matthew 5:13-14. 11, I am God's holy temple, 1 Corinthians 3:16. 12, I am seated with Christ in the heavenly realm, Ephesians 2:6. 13, I am God's workmanship, Ephesians 2:10. 14, I am a saint, Philippians 1:1. 15, I am a child of the light, not of darkness, 1 Thessalonians 5:5. I am a born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me, 1 John 5:18. 17, I am an heir and joint heir with Christ, Romans 8:17. 18, I am alive in Christ, and am raised up with him, Romans 6:5. 19, I am fully welcome at God's throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16. 20, I am a citizen of heaven, Philippians 3:20. If you would like to listen to the tape again and write those down if you missed some, this would be something good for you as a group in your Bible study or your church to say and read together out loud, confirming together and in the ear and sight of people around who might hear it and see it. I think it'd be a good witness and testimony unto each other and to others of who you are as a part of Christ's family in your identity in Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. I will be reading out of Matthew 3 in English in a bit, but before we do, Easter is coming up, so let's listen to some songs tonight that remind us of Easter time. This one is Man from Galilee, and of course that's Jesus who died on the cross and rose again. This song is sung by Dallas. Stay tuned. I'll be back.
Lived his life in blindness, what could he aspire to be? Then the Savior showed him kindness, and he made his blinded eyes to see. When they asked about his story, who it was who gave him sight, he said, I was blind this morning, but I'm seeing blind tonight. There can be peace tonight in the heart of the forgiven, and everything's alright. Oh, the soul that's been set free, like every sleeping child, knows the gentle smile of heaven. There's healing in the touch of a man from Galilee. compromise, and her life was a disaster, till she looked into her Savior's eyes, and she saw no accusation. Her accuser slipped away, but complete emancipation caused a thankful heart to say, there can be peace tonight, when the heart of the forgiven, and everything's alright. For the soul that's been set free, like every sleeping child, knows the gentle smile of heaven, mercy in the touch of man from Galilee. Even in the raging storm, he walks upon the water. When you've drifted far from shore, he calms the troubled sea. When he speaks the words of peace, the wind and waves of life just have to go.
Chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Oh, and I have a new song called Road to Zion. Maybe I'll play that later. Number 4. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for or worthy of repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of those stones to raise up children unto Abraham. In other words, he's saying here, God can raise up children out of stones on the ground there if he needs to. The power of God is spoken of often throughout the scripture. Verse 10, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down or chopped down and cast into the fire. Let's take a break here and let's listen to that song, Road to Zion. I'm sorry, I haven't listened to it before, but the title sounds like it might be related. So stay with me. I will be right back. Road to Zion.
The way that leads to life, the few that find it never die.
past mountain peaks, graced white with snow, the way grows brighter as it goes. There is a road inside of you, inside of me there is one too. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark, the road to Zion's in your heart, the road to Zion's. The road, its waters living as they flow. In liquid voice, the water calls. On thirsty knees, a pilgrim falls. There is a road inside of you, inside of me, there is one too. No stumbling. Like a mist across the road, but be encouraged by the sight. Where there's a shadow, there's a light. There is a road inside of you, inside of me there is one too. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark, the road to Zion's in your heart, the road to Zion's in your heart. Sometimes it's good to look back down. We've come so far, we've gained such ground, but joy is not in where we've been. Joy is who's waiting at the end. There is a road inside of you, inside of me there is one too. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark, the road to Zion.
Continuing in verse 11 of chapter 3 of the book of Matthew. Now, this is John the Baptist speaking here, and he was a cousin to Jesus. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge or cleanse his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The chaff is the piece of the plant of the wheat that's usually not usable. 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized by John. But John forbade or would have hindered him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me to be baptized? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. In other words, he did what he wanted. 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Wouldn't you have loved to have seen that? And lo, a voice from out of the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Whoa, awesome. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there and heard that? Oh, my, I would have. What a chapter. That was a wonderful chapter, third chapter of Matthew. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Well, now we are coming to the time for those of you who have not received the Lord Jesus, in which you can say the prayer with me and ask for salvation, forgiveness of your sins, and you can become a member of God's family, a child of God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." It's really important to receive God's best gift. You know why? Because that means you'll be a child of God, a part of his family, and you will gain entrance into heaven. And we will be able to see each other as Christians later, one day, in heaven. So if you'd like to become a part of God's family and receive Jesus into your heart, let's bow our heads together, even if you are already a Christian. Sometimes it helps to just say it out loud with everyone so that they don't feel so conspicuous. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, and I have been a sinner. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I ask for and receive your forgiveness. I'm willing to turn from my way of doing things my way and step out into the light and go and walk your way, Lord. Thank you so much for this gift of salvation. I now invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, all the days of my life. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will always be with me to give me understanding of the Scripture and what it is to be a mature and full-grown Christian. And I thank you for it in the precious name of Jesus. Well, while this is playing here a bit, I'm going to look for another song, "I'm Forgiven." So we'll listen to this for a little bit, and then we're going to listen to "I Am Forgiven." Into your Thank you, Jesus. Well, I think it's important that we remember that we are forgiven and to celebrate that together. So we're going to listen to I'm Forgiven by the Imperials and just worship and celebrate that you are forgiven of your sin. No matter what you've done or how bad you've been or rich or poor, you've accepted Jesus into your heart and now you are a member of God's family. Let's just celebrate together. I'm Forgiven, the Imperials. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Lord, I'm forgiven. Praise the Lord, you're forgiven when you've received Jesus into your heart. Well, my friends, we're coming to the end of another show, and we're going to say goodnight and pray with you. I need to just take a minute, so listen to this. I'll be right back and say goodnight. thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time together we've had tonight. We pray for our many friends around the world. I'm going to try to mention a few countries again. I'm going to try to hit some in Africa. Lord, bless our friends in Kenya, in Egypt, in Chad, in Sudan, in Morocco, in Tunisia, in Mozambique, in Madagascar, in Nigeria, Niger, South Africa, Lord, on the Gold Coast, West Coast of Africa, all those countries in there. Lord, we pray for Christians who are in Israel, Saudi Arabia, Yemen. And I can't say all of the Stan countries. I'm going to learn to pronounce those. They didn't have those when I was young. And I have to be reading them to say them. I pray for our Christian friends in Greece and Turkey, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, Germany, Poland, Hungary, Austria. That's what we used to call it. I think they call it something different now. And Russia, Ukraine, Crimea, Finland, Norway, Sweden, United States of America, my homeland, Canada, Mexico, Central America, Brazil, Ecuador, Colombia, Peru, Uruguay, Chile, Argentina. Lord, we just pray that you bless all the people of the world to come to know you. We pray that you will keep us until next time and that we will grow even taller in our life as a Christian on earth. In the precious name of Jesus. Thank you so much for being with me again. You can listen anytime 24/7 by going on your computer to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. And you can listen any time of day 24/7 at a time that might be more convenient for you. And there are a couple of years of taped shows. We also have other languages. If you look in the first year, we have Lao, Thai, some Chinese, and the second year I've done Spanish. I usually try to do English each time. We have a couple in Urdu, and our friend John has been doing in Swahili. So I'm hoping on now we have Hui who does Vietnamese. That's great, and Nancy who does Thai. So I think you will find a language that sounds somewhat familiar to you, but you'll always hear English. So thank you, my friends. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Lenning, saying, remember, God loves you, and so do I. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.